Is there a right to farm? This curious question is on the ballot in Missouri today as a coalition of state farming groups and large agricultural corporations are pushing an amendment to guarantee that citizens be allowed to engage in farming and ranching practices. Is this a back-to-the-land movement in Missouri or a vaguely worded ploy to get around some government regulations at the expense of vulnerable consumers? Joe Mannies is a political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. What's going on here, Joe?
Well, a lot of this is, in effect, payback for what happened in 2010 when the Humane Society and a number of animal rights groups got on the ballot a proposition to change state law to impose more restrictions on dog breeding in the state. That narrowly passed, in part because of an urban-suburban versus rural split. Most of the rural voters voted against it. Most of the urban and suburban voters voted for it, so it narrowly passed. So after that, because it was a proposition and not a change in the Constitution, the next year the General Assembly, which is largely dominated by rural interests, blocked many of those restrictions from going into effect. And then they wanted to do something to make sure that this didn't happen again. Many of them felt that there was an attempt to unfairly restrict farming practices, and many of them consider dog breeding to be among the farming practices used in the state because many of the dog breeders in the state are actually farmers. So there was a proposal then to put a constitutional amendment in the ballot. The aim was to restrict additional government regulations on farming at all levels. And some of the corporate interests also got involved because we do have several major large hog farms that are corporate owned. And some of them have been in war with some of the local jurisdictions nearby over air, water pollution, perceived smelling, that sort of thing. So you came up with this proposed constitutional amendment, got on the ballot. Initially, it was believed to be an easy win. But since then, and the last couple weeks, some animal rights groups and others have put together some money to put some opposition ads on the air. So you have them versus many of the agricultural interests in the state, like the Soybean Association, the Missouri Pork Association. Many of those are putting money in support of the Right to Farm Amendment. So it's coming down to the wire, and the general perception is that today's vote's going to be close.
How would it work in actual practice, this constitutional amendment? Would it mean that if some regulation had the effect of shutting down a hog farm, it would be null and void, something like that?
Well, there is thought that that would be true, or that it would at least could elicit some legal fights over it. Now, I want to emphasize that many of the supporters of this amendment have not been stealth about it, and a number of the Republican officials, including our state auditor, our current lieutenant governor, they've all been very upfront about the aim is to curb and prevent a redo of what happened in 2010 with the restrictions on dog breeding. There's been some back and forth about how much corporate farms would really be affected by this. Some of the supporters say that the concerns aired by the opponents is overblown. And the opponents also have put up an ad contending that passage of this law could make it easier for the Chinese to own land in Missouri. And actually, that's one of the ads that's been most effective. Whether or not it's true or not, this is one of the types of messages that has been pretty heavy on television the last few days.
Is there any clarity as far as consumers are concerned about whether to vote one way or the other?
No. Now, one of the things that's been interesting is that most of the newspapers in the state, and this includes in rural Missouri, have come out against it, which I think surprised some of the supporters. So many people are going to be watching the demographics of today's vote, as well as just the sheer, does it win or does it not win?
Agribusiness in Missouri and animal rights groups fighting over a constitutional amendment that would guarantee a right to engage in farming and ranching practices. Joe Mannies, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for asking me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.